Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, we sat down with Stephanie, CDF's law and policy specialist, to recap CDF's commitment to Title IX. But first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. The Citizens Defending Freedom legal team recently met with federal officials from the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, a division within the Office of Management and Budget, to provide our reasons for opposing the changes that have been proposed by the Department of Education to unconstitutionally amend Title IX. This meeting is the latest development in Citizen Defending Freedom's ongoing Title IX campaign. One day after this meeting, a news report in the Washington Post revealed that the Biden administration is looking to delay one of the proposed Title IX rules focused on athletics. Please help me welcome Stephanie. Stephanie, can you give the audience a rundown on the proposed rule changes to Title IX?
Sure. So the Department of Education proposed two separate rules. The first one pertaining to any institutions receiving federal financial aid, while the other rule was focused primarily on athletics. Both of these rules were in response to a Supreme Court decision called Bostick v. Clayton County, which was issued in 2020 in response to a Title VII employment discrimination case. Unfortunately, though, this case has been misused by various organizations to promote a factual misunderstanding of Title IX that would implicate sexual orientation and gender identity. The Supreme Court in Bostick, it's worth noting, stated that Title IX implications or any other statutory implications outside of the Title VII statute that was considered was not within the scope of their consideration. So they refrained from ever commenting on that. But that still hasn't stopped certain groups from appropriating that and misusing it to coerce schools to try and change their policies to conform to this faulty understanding of Title IX. And it's also worth noting that both of these rules are predicated on an understanding of sexual orientation and gender identity that, again, was not actually implicated in the original definition when Title IX was issued in 1972. So there is a longstanding tradition in the United States under administrative law where the original intent or the statutory intent is what is honored when considering the state of a law. So reading a certain understanding that wasn't supported at the time it was originally drafted is actually in departure of what even the Supreme Court has held in various cases, West Virginia versus EPA being one of those. And so CDF has really taken charge to try and correct these misunderstandings that have compounded around Title IX and essentially set the record straight so school boards do not feel threatened to change their policies.
Can you recap for us what CDF has done in response to these proposed rule changes leading up to the meeting that recently took place?
Sure. So CDF released last April, in response to the second rule on Title IX pertaining to athletics, a toolkit comprised of a fact sheet, a script, and a timeline that have since been utilized by parents and concerned citizens alike, including in Keller ISD in Texas, where our executive director at the time used the fact sheet to advocate for a return to the constitutional understanding of Title IX that successfully convinced the school board to uphold their policy that otherwise would prohibit those with a gender identity that does not correlate to biological sex from using the bathrooms at the school. So that's an example where the toolkit really played a positive role in discouraging any kind of change to policy that, again, would depart from the original statutory intent in which Title IX was originally drafted.
Can you explain last week's meeting that happened between Citizens Defending Freedom and the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs and its significance to our larger Title IX campaign?
Sure. So Back in May of last year, the public comments period closed regarding Title IX's proposed rule on athletics. During that time, CDF had submitted an organizational comment that documented our stance on Title IX in opposition to the proposed change. The Department of Education, after receiving nearly 400,000 comments between both proposed rules, CDF had a role to play in that due to our campaign in encouraging public comment, delayed the consideration of the rule. However, on February 2nd of this past year, the White House received the first Title IX proposed rule pertaining to any institutions receiving federal financial aid, not the athletics rule. Though we like to note that the first rule, because it implicates any institution receiving federal financial aid, would also presumably extend to the athletics departments within those institutions. Nevertheless, the OMB meeting that took place last week, in which we participated, is otherwise known as a 12866 meeting, and they are held by the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, whereby by this executive order, they are required to consider any kind of feedback from the public in response to the public comments period. So because there were delays due to the number of comments they received, these meetings didn't take place according to the traditional timeline, but we were still able to participate in this meeting with Department of Education officials, as well as those from the OMB, to essentially present our stance on the matter that is informed, again, by the toolkit that is provided on our website, in order to kind of correct the record on Title IX and advocate for the department to reconsider essentially their proposed rule.
One day after our meeting, a report in the Washington Post stated that the Biden administration is looking to delay the proposed Title IX rule focused on athletics. Can you please explain this delay and its impact on the proposed Title IX changes going forward?
Sure. So as you note, there was a report in the Washington Post one day after our meeting. Importantly, the meeting that took place in which we participated was focused on the first rule of Title IX, specifically on federal financial assistance to any institutions receiving federal financial aid. And it didn't actually address the athletics rule directly. However, due to the unpopularity of the athletics rule, in the sense that the majority of Americans, when this issue is polled, including those who have traditionally advocated for an expansion of Title IX in terms of sexual orientation and gender identity being added to the language of the statute, are opposed to the notion that biological males should be able to compete on women's sports teams. And so due to the general unfavorability of that particular position, this report announced that the White House and the Department of Education is going to be delaying review of the athletics rule. So that doesn't mean that they won't consider it in the future. It just means that it's delayed. And the current rule under consideration, the one we commented on during our meeting, is still very much under review. It's one that we are closely monitoring. And for folks that are interested in continuing to keep up to date on what's going on with that, we would encourage them to visit our website and to check the updates we provide there. It's worth highlighting that traditionally the OIRA takes about 90 to 120 days to issue a final rule. So right now we are in the process of that, and we should anticipate, therefore, about 3 to 4 months to receive a final rule. And again, that first rule has not been announced to be delayed or anything like that. So to keep a lookout on that would certainly be recommended. And we will continue to also track the status of the athletics rule. But it is worth noting that that rule is currently being delayed due to the unfavorability.
Thank you, Stephanie. We appreciate it. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com, where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day, and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.